Hog's Watch Night. Understand? And that's a problem with beginnings, of course. Sometimes when you're dealing with occult realms that have quite a different attitude to time, you get the effect a little way before the cause. From somewhere on the edge of hearing came a glinga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga noise, like little silver bells. At about the same time as the Arch-Chancellor was laying down the law, Susan Stowe-Hellett was sitting up in bed, reading by candlelight. Frost patterns curled across the windows. She enjoyed these early evenings. Once she'd put the children to bed, she was more or less left to herself. Mrs. Gator was pathetically scared of giving her any instructions, even though she paid Susan's wages. Not that the wages were important, of course. What was important was that she was being her own person and holding down a real job. And being a governess was a real job. The only tricky bit had been the embarrassment when her employer found out that she was a duchess, because in Mrs. Gator's book, which was rather a short book with big handwriting, the upper crust wasn't supposed to work. It was supposed to loaf around. It was all Susan could do to stop her curtsying when they met. A flicker made her turn her head. The candle flame was streaming out horizontally as though in a howling wind. She looked up. The curtains billowed away from the window, which flung itself open with a clatter. But there was no wind, at least no wind in this world. Images formed in her mind, a red ball, the sharp smell of snow, and then they were gone. And instead there were...
Teeth? Said Susan aloud. Teeth? Again?
She blinked. When she opened her eyes, the window was, as she knew it would be, firmly shut. The curtain hung demurely. The candle flame was innocently upright. Oh, no, not again. Not after all this time. Everything had been going so well.
Susan?
She looked around. Her door had been pushed open and a small figure stood there barefoot in a nightdress. She sighed.
Yes, Twyla? I'm afraid of the monster in the cellar, Susan. It's going to eat me up.
Susan shut her book firmly and raised a warning finger. What have I told you about trying to sound ingratiatingly cute, Twyla? She said. The little girl said,
You said I mustn't. You said that exaggerated lisping is a hanging offence and I only do it to get attention.
Good. Do you know what monster it is this time?
It's the big hairy one with...
Susan raised the finger. She warned.
With 8 arms,
Twyla corrected herself. What, again? Oh, all right. She got out of bed and put on her dressing gown, trying to stay quite calm while the child watched her. So they were coming back. Oh, not the monster in the cellar. That was all in a day's work. But it looked as if she was going to start remembering the future again. She shook her head. However far you ran away, you always caught yourself up. But monsters were easy, at least. She'd learned how to deal with monsters. She picked up the poker from the nursery fender and went down the back stairs with Twyla following her. The Gators were having a dinner party. Muffled voices came from the direction of the dining room. Then, as she crept past, a door opened and yellow light spilled out and a voice said,
"Ye gods, there's a girl in a nightshirt out here with a poker."
She saw figures silhouetted in the light and made out the worried face of Mrs. Gator.
Susan, what are you doing?
Susan looked at the poker and then back at the woman.
Twyla said she's afraid of a monster in the cellar, Mrs. Gator.
And you're going to attack it with a poker, eh?
Said one of the guests. There was a strong atmosphere of brandy and cigars. Yes, said Susan, simply.
Susan's our governess, said Mrs. Gator. I told you about her.
There was a change in the expression on the faces peering out from the dining room. It became a sort of amused respect.
She beats up monsters with a poker, said someone. Actually, that's a very clever idea, said someone else. Little girl gets it into her head there's a monster in the cellar. You go in with a poker and make a few bashing noises while the child listens, and then everything's all right. Good thinking, that girl. Very sensible. Very modern.
Is that what you're doing, Susan? Said Mrs. Gator anxiously.
Yes, Mrs. Gator, said Susan obediently.
This I've got to watch by EO. It's not every day you see monsters beaten up by a girl, said the man behind her.
There was a swish of silk and a cloud of cigar smoke as the diners poured out into the hall. Susan sighed again and went down the cellar stairs while Twyla sat demurely at the top, hugging her knees. A door opened and shut. There was a short period.